I think we, I want to point this out. This was not a an easy situation for Joseph, right? We are referencing rightfully that he's working here, really, but he's a slave. Mm-hmm. He's not in his home country. He's not with his family. And I would dare say, being under those conditions, they were stressful conditions. He'd been sold by his brothers into slavery, and now he's in a favorable place, being in this officer's house. But I don't think Joseph ever forgot that he was in Egypt, that he was a slave. Mm-hmm. But what was important to Joseph was that he be faithful to God. And Joseph lived that life in Potiphar's house, in the world. And I think as Christians, as young people, that we take our eyes off of man and have them on the Lord, that we are ever conscious of the fact that it's before God we stand. And what the result is, and I want you to understand that this is what happens. God blesses Joseph. But because Joseph was conducting himself in the manner that he did, and that he was faithful to God, even the one who was overseer to him, his household was blessed. So do you know when you have a job, doesn't matter where you're working, if you are faithful, I want to tell you that that man or woman who owns that company and your boss and the sales and the revenues that come through that company, it's because you're there. If you are faithful to God, look at verse 5. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Mm-hmm. You see the impact that a Christian life can have upon unsaved people and unsaved businesses? So you might work for a company that, you know, is all mixed up in all kinds of things in this world. But your testimony in your life, God blesses you, and even that blessing also overflows to that company in which you work. So let's have a broader perspective of what happens when we are living a life that honors God. And let us always remember, never forget that you're in Egypt, that you're in Potiphar's house, and that you have to live that way. And I like what Brother Chris was saying. And I'm not against T-shirts. We sell them at Mountain View and other places that name the name of the Lord. But you know what? If you're going to wear those things, mm-hmm. you better make sure that you're living that way. Don't let your coworkers, your friends say, you know, that guy has on that shirt about Mountain View Bible Camp or this verse. And man, the things that he laughs at and the things that he says, or young ladies, what we where we want to go and the little things that we take those shirts off. Remember Brother talking about how we like to have these bumper stickers on our cars that say, Jesus says going to heaven. And then the state trooper is pulling us over because we're speeding down the road. So we want to make sure that we are, that the life that we live, the behavior, exemplifies Christ.
So I want to move us now from the earlier section where we spoke about a faithful young man in a very adverse circumstance. Remember, he was the junior slave, so he wasn't really having the best job. He was probably just cleaning up and taking garbage, maybe. And he was faithful in that. But not only that, in that environment where it is the world. Remember, Egypt is a type of the world. It's a system. It has its place. It has everything. It has its ways of advancement. And in the world, there is a way of advancement. If you want to go ahead in the world, there is ways to do it. Joseph was just doing what's right because we have heard it. He was conscious of the presence of God. It doesn't matter if Potiphar was around or not. The tendency is, if the boss is around, well, we're all going to be doing the work. But if the boss is not around, we goof off. That's what everybody does. And if you don't do it, people think, what's wrong with you, man? You got to kind of relax. Nobody's watching. No, no. Thou God seest me. He was conscious of the presence of God. If the father is home, if the mother is home, if the boss is around, it doesn't matter. God is around always and ever. And he's watching every keystroke on the keyboard, and he's watching everything you touch. That's just, we need to be conscious of that all the time. But now, you know what? The world love people like Joseph in those verses. People who are hardworking, doing the right thing, everything they touch is a blessing. The world loves that. You know what? They would really appreciate that. They might backstab you here and there, but they love that. But Satan doesn't like that. You see, he is the prince of this world. And what he sees, well, it's okay, it's a hardworking. Generally speaking, if you're hardworking, your boss likes you. He said, you know what, I give that guy all the work, he gets it done. And he gets it done quick, and he gets it done right. Give him even more work to do. And that's what Potiphar did. He said, listen, I'm not going to worry about that. Just give it all to Joseph. Just make sure that I have food to eat. But Satan doesn't like that. Now we get to the real, real matter, where Satan hates a holy life for the Lord. So what does he do? How he's going to ruin Joseph's life? He's not going to ruin it by making him lazy, because Joseph is honest in this matter. But there is something in Joseph, like in every young man, in every one of us, man or woman. And that is a sinful nature. It is attracted to do things that is contrary to God's holiness. And now Joseph in that environment. And I want us to move in the next few minutes very bluntly and very practically to talk about, hey, temptations are there. And I want to hear you, young people. Temptations are there, knocking on the door. Right? As a matter of fact, it's just like here. It's your. Listen, these guys have all of the... That was a very advanced world. As a matter of fact, these Egyptians have a Facebook. They posted everything they did on columns, on temples. They have it till today. You cannot take it off. They wrote it all down. And even they discovered the code of how they wrote it. They posted pictures. They put everything. You see their picture. You see their writing. You see everything. So, no, nothing have changed much. It's all the same. How did Joseph behave in that situation? You all face those situations. We all face those situations. I want to hear you. How did Joseph handle it? Why he handled it the way he handled it? And the cost of standing firm for God.
Just to bring in something that Joe said, that Joseph was in his prayer closet, we might say, in his personal life. He was also that way before Potiphar. But we read here, we read of the enticements of Potiphar's wife, and we read of this occasion. It came to pass about this time, verse 11, that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there. And so, the same way that Joseph behaved in the prayer closet and before Potiphar, he behaves himself the same way. You see, there is no strength in this moment if we're not really walking in communion with the Lord.
I have a quick question. Even in this situation, Joseph, he could have gone to Potiphar earlier. And oftentimes, practically, we face temptations. And many times the reason we fail is because we kind of rely on ourselves and we rely on our word that if I say I'm not going to do something, that I won't do it. And it seems that Joseph does this here. So maybe just wondering how... we can be like Joseph so that our no to these temptations truly means no, and that we'll actually stay true to the Lord.